Not like our derech lately, but in theory, what our derech should be, by reading the Gemara. Ayin Gimel on the base. Tnana kochar bochar vagoder vamasik. The Orea Kulam Lachacha, say, number of Papa. I'm on the Shah de Pisa Ladikla, Vaasar Tamre. So you threw a clod at the palm tree, and the tamarim fell down. Look out below. Several people are killed every year by coconuts falling on their head. So tamarim are a little less dangerous. But anyway, so right, Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Tolesh, Vaachas Mishum Mefarik. So you'd be potter. So there's actually a very interesting machlokas over here in terms of ein derech, which I don't think we'll do now. We'll have to return to what's their machlokas over here. Why is it that Rav Papa says you're chayev? I assume he agrees to the general concept of kalachar yad. Here we have an interesting example of kalachar yad, because presumably there's no shinoi in the chefetz, it's only in the maisa. Is there a difference? There's a famous shtickle tarif in Nigle Tal that Shabbos, Klachar Yad by Shabbos, is more expansive than Kol Tarif Hula because Lach Smach Shabbos, that if you have a shinui in the Maisa, not just in the Totzah. But anyway, again, maybe we'll talk about that in another Melacha. But let's focus on the more fundamental point over here, which is, of course, what is Mefarek? What is Mefarik? So we'll start with Rashi. Rashi writes that Mefarik is a told of Dash.
What's Dash?
Ha. So Dash is threshing. We know what, I'm sure all of you know what threshing is. The way they would do this was with animals traditionally, but by crushing the wheat that would separate the kernels from the husk, and that is dash. And we'll have to define the malacha a little better. And Rashi says that mefarik is a told of dash. That's Rashi. And what's going on over here? So Rashi writes, Mefarik told it to dash, shemefarik tvua me shibaleha, lashon porek minachamor, Rabbeinu Levi, began b'tshuvas Rabbeinu Meshulam agon matzasi kain, the af ze mefarik hatamarim minamachbedos. So Tosos objects, the kashel Rabbeinu Tam, sorry, the previous one. The way he reads Rashi, probably had a different gear than Rashi, actually, as you'll see from the Ran. But the way he understood Rashi is that it's mefarik because you are unloading the tree from its burden. The fruits are a burden on the tree, and you are unloading it. That's not the pshat. Now, he doesn't tell you why he objects to Rashi's pshat. If you look at the Ran, he says that the objection is that if this is mefarik, so then every single type of plucking will always be mefarik. He writes, again, Pirsh Rashi shavza mefarik tamar min adeko, v'lonahira dihachi ma'ir yatamarim. Every time you pluck a fruit from the tree, you pluck oranges from your tree, that should be chai shtayim. Achas mishum tolesh, v'achas mishum mefarik. So he gives a different shot. And we'll see. Tosus gives a different shot. Let's see the Ran. Aladavka b'tmar mahu demachayev tarti. Lefi Shane B'ilan, Kate Eshkol. Uksha Eshkol Nitlash Minha Ilan, Chayiv Mishum Tolesh. Uksha Nichbat Bekarka, the nifrak and atmarim min ha'eshkol chayev mishum efarik. So if you ever look at a date palm, you'll see that they have these eshkols or machbedos. They have, I don't know, these stringy looking things with the fruits attached to the to these branches. And they come off in a clump. You could actually go to the shuk and you could buy these whole eshkols or machbedos of tamarim with the fruits attached to them. And so the Ran explains, he doesn't learn like Tosfos either. We'll get back to Tosfos in a moment. Tosfos says we're talking about the shell, the outer shell, that apparently tamarim have an outer shell. Now, that obviously answers the question of the Ran, which is, you know, plicking a fruit is not a shayla of mefarik. It's only taking us, you know, there. The tamar has this outer husk, and when you remove that outer husk, so that's mefarik, very similar to removing the grain from the husk. The problem with Tosfos is that nobody's ever seen a date with such a husk on it. So I'm not sure how many date palms they had in Germany. But anyway, nobody's quite figured out the mitzias of Tosfos. But the idea of Tosfos, of what Mefarik is very easy to understand. But as we see, the Ran doesn't learn like Tosfos. The Ran learns seemingly like Argyrus and Rashi, actually. Rashi doesn't say, he doesn't say the way the Rishonim cite Rashi, right? Again, I'll read you the Lashon of the Ran. Pirsh Rashi, shavzeh mefarik tamarim min hadekel. That's not what our Rashi says. Our Rashi says mefarik hatamarim min hamachbedos. So at least Argyrus and Rashi is very similar to the Ran's pshat, which is that mefarik is when you take the fruits from the machbedos. The ktsira is here when you take the machbedos from the ilan. The difference is between a Ran and Rashi is that it's clear in the Ran that these are two separate steps. And in fact, if they were to happen at the same time, you would only be chayv one. In other words, let's say this guy has a good hit, right? The case that the Gemara is talking about is I throw the clod at the eshkol. The clod hits the eshkol and falls to the ground. When the eshkol reaches the ground, the impact causes the fruit to detach from the eshkol. That is the Ran's Havana. So these are two steps. They're not actually two things happening at the same time, but rather they're two separate steps. You happen to manage to do, kill two birds with one stone, literally, but not simultaneously, sequentially.
Who cares?
That's a good question. So we could talk about whether that's important.
I don't know. The Hechitei said the Ran holds that way.
Because he makes that ukimta. He says that the detaching is... We'll talk about why in a moment. But he clearly tells you that ukshenechbat bekarka... the nifrakin hatamar min ha'eshkol, then you're chayv mishum efarik. So the Ran, I think, that the Ran takes great heed to emphasize that these are two steps. Again, as opposed to the way I read Rashi, you could try to say Rashi means this also. He doesn't explain, but the way I read the Gemara is that there are three, or if you wish, four pshatim in the Gemara. Right, there's Tosis' version of Rashi, which perhaps doesn't make any sense, that every time you detach a fruit from a tree, you're basically chayv shtayim. Okay, maybe nobody actually says that. We have Tosis' sheet himself, that's taking off the outer shell. We have the Ran, which is that detaching the fruit from the machbedos is mefarik. And then we have the way I had read Rashi, which is that this guy had a good shot, and he detached the fruit from the machbedos on the tree, and you're chayv shtayim. But the Ran would say you're pater that way. So let's go back to the Menchas Chinuch. The Ran, why doesn't the Ran learn like my version of Rashi, the way I had understood Rashi? So the Menchas Chinuch asked this question, and he writes, Yaini Mavin, This is a mitzvah lamed base, where, you know, where you'd expect it to be. Beinim even im nitlash ha'eshkol v'achar kach nisparku ha'tmar v'chayv l'dvarav mishamifarik v'lama imotzi min ha'mechubar adayin v'hu talosh tolesh ha'tmar be'atma min ha'eshkol k'shen de nisparku ha'tmar min ha'eshkol lama lo yischayv v'lama yigra mechubar mitalosh. So that's a kasha. So l'chora, this brings us probably the simpler reading is, right, don't tell me that, well, you can't be chayav for two things at once. Because this is really much more like Zomer Vitzarach Leidim, I'm chayav into two things. So, l'chora the pshat is that as long as the fruit is attached to the tree, attached to the machbeder, is attached to the tree, it's batel to the tree, so we define your act as oker davar megidulo, as ktsira. You don't have to say it that way. I mean, maybe that's going to emerge. It's not like a rule. Ein disha ela betalosh. What's the pshat? We see this action as detaching it from the tree, whereas when you first detach it from the tree, you detach the machbedos from the tree, and then you detach the fruit from the machbedos, so then we see this as a separate act. And I think that's the mashmos of the Shita L'ran. The Shita L'ran, as you probably have seen, is there's like four rans on Shabbos. There's the Shita L'ran, there's the old Chidushi Aran, there's the new Chidushi Aran, and there's the Ran HaMiuchas LaRitva, or Ritva HaMiuchas L'ran. But at least when I refer, there's one of them called the Shita L'ran, because the opening words are Shita L'ran. It's the blue non-Mosadar of Cook ones in the front, in the old print. So anyway, the Shita L'ran says, in the Bar Ilan, it's called Miuchas L'ran. So, Ve'enu Mechover, it's talking about Rashi's. Rashi's Pshat is not Mechover. De'en Disha b'Mechover ela betalosh. So that's the lashon you said. But again, I don't think you have to figure out what's the pshat in Disha al Mechubar. So I don't think it's a technical point, right? Lamashel. Let's say you had atzitz she'eino nakov, and you pluck the fruit from that tree that's in an atzitz she'eino nakov. What do you say now? That's mefarik sam chubar. I don't know. I think you'd be. It's not the derech disha. The lashon of the Taisa Rush is low. It's when it. I think something like that. When the eshkol is mechubar, it's not dome to dash. When you have a pre that's severed from the ground, already severed from the ground, but in some way inhibited, your access is inhibited. So then that resembles dash and your chayv mishum afarik. In other words, put a little differently, context matters. We'll certainly see that with respect to Borer and all the coolness in Borer. And here too, what these Rishonim are saying is that context matters. So when you separate it from the machbedos that are detached, then it's dome to dash. Now if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Vav Ches, it says, Yichur Shel Ilan, Shenifshach Me'arev Shabbos, Min Ha'ilan, Uvo Peros, Motor Litlosha Peres Menas. This is based off the Gemara Chulin. We already saw it on Daf Kuf. Where was it? Kuf Chav Zayin? Something like that. Anyway, maybe earlier. Whatever. We saw that Gemara when we did earlier, that Gemara Chulin. But, so you have a branch that's detached, and then you take the fruit from that branch. So that's Motor. Now, why isn't it Mefarik? So again, according to Taisus, obviously not a Shaila. It has nothing to do with Mefarik. But according to the Ran or Rashi or the like, we have a problem. This should be Mefarik. So, the Igle Tau, Dosh, Sifkat and Base, Os Dalet and Hay, says basically that Mefarik is when you do the separation when a normal way to do the separation, I put the lashon here. In other words, what's the normal? I don't have the exact lashon, but I think what he's saying is that the normal way to separate tamarim is by first taking the machbedos, detaching them, and then taking the fruit from the machbedos. So therefore, you're chayav misha dash. But how do I pluck apples normally from the tree? There aren't machbedos. If I were to take off a branch, or a branch from the apple tree falls down, and now I have a branch detached from the ground with the apples attached to the grass branch, that is not mefarik, because mefarik is only said when you have a separate and distinct unit, these machbedos, that are usually detached from the tree, and then from the machbedos you detach the tree. Masha'in cane in an apple tree, that's not how you harvest apples. Nobody goes around plucking off the branches. You pull the fruit from the tree. So that's an act of tlisha. So if you did first detach the branch and then you detach the tree, it's tlisha with something that's not attached to the ground, so it's not tlisha. But it doesn't all of a sudden become disha. So again, another application of the of that same principle, the context that defines it. Okay, so now we explained a Rashi shita and a Ran shita. Again, Ran and Rashi might be saying the same thing, or they might be two different shitos. Could be Rashi would say that even if they're bevasachas, you're chayev at the same time. But and then we had the other mahalich in the Rishonim of Tosfos. So why didn't Tosfos learn like Rashi and Iran and all those other Rishonim? So l'chora the pshat is because mefarik is extraction. That's what it seems to be when it comes to dash. Even Rashi in his though he gave this analogy of mefarik masa me'awa chamor, but Tosus doesn't really see that as resembling dash, right? I might have the machbedos, but the machbedos, though the roots are attached to the machbedos, the machbedos don't really restrict my access to the fruit. They're just attached. The way the Minchas Chinuch puts it is disfarasam, Tosfos that is, to mefark shaykh be'ochel ha'mechuse bipsoles, the tamnu bipsoles, k'shmefark ochel, so that is mefark, it's like dash. As opposed to tlisha, which is detaching. So this is similar to dash. I'm sorry, as opposed to tlisha. This is similar to tlisha. It's not going to be tlisha because it's already detached. But it's not going to be mefarik because the mefarik is like, again, like disha, whereby there is some type of obstruction limiting access to the pre. The husk obstructs the pre, and you extract the pre from that husk. That's what disha is. And that's why Tosfos has to say, al karchecha, there must be some type of shell here, or something like that, if we're going to make it dumya to dash. Now, Rashi, so now we have to figure out, how is Rashi defining it? Is Rashi defining the malacha as detachment? In other words, yeah, in the case of dash also, I'm detaching the kernel from the husk. That's what's going on in Mefarik. So Rashi, whereas Tosfos defines the malacha as extraction, Rashi defines it as detachment. What's happening in classical disha? Yeah, the animal's stomping on the husk and detaching the grain. And Tosfos is saying, no, they're extracting the grain. That's one way to look at it. For now, we'll say like that. We'll see if we have to change that or refine that as we go on. Okay, so now we understand why Tosis didn't learn like Rashi. Right? Tosis didn't learn like Rashi because he understood that the melacha is one of extraction, not one of simply detachment or separation. Now, why? So, good. Now, the obvious question, I think, that everyone wonders about when they read Rashi is, why isn't eating grapes mefarik? Right? It's mamish the same thing. Mamish identical, right? What do? You don't pluck the fruits from the vine. You pluck the eshkol. Same word, even, if you were the Ranzi word, right? You cut the eshkol from the vine, and then you detach the grapes from the eshkol. So it's mamish hainuach. So l'chora, there should be an isher de oraisa to eat grapes from the eshkol, according to Rashi. So there are actually a number of answers to this in the Achronim. I think the most pashut answer is in Igletal Dash Gimel Aleph writes that it's shas achila. In other words, when do you eat grapes? You bring the eshkol of grapes to your table, and then you pluck the grapes from the eshkol. Mashen kein by tamarim. That's not how you do it. You don't bring the machbedos to the table and then start eating it that way. You separate the pre from the machbedos in the factory or in the kitchen at least, or sometime before when you eat. And therefore, it's aser. Now, this is a little reminiscent of borer. One way some of the Rishonim understand the hatter of borer of ochel mitoch psoles or miyad or the like is as being derech achila. So that's one way to understand this. Another way to understand this is that it could be similar to what we saw in the Rid in Ma'amer, right? We saw the Rid say, Ein Ma'amer ela b'shas tlisha. So in other words, again, the context matters. And the separation dash is a melacha that relates to the tikkun of the ochel as opposed to the achila. And therefore, when you go ahead and when you eat the grapes, it's ready. The eating of the grapes, detaching of the grapes from the stems, from the eshkol, and eating them is part of the process of achila. So that's, I think, the way the Shvisha Shabbos say it. Might be saying the same thing as the Igletal. Two ways to look at it. Almost, maybe they're the same, maybe they're slightly different. In other words, is it the way I was saying it, the second option is that the melacha of mefarik and dash is part of the food processing stage, as opposed to the melacha, and therefore, as opposed to the eating stage, right? Loosely, broadly, we could define, you know, there's these two steps. One is the food processing, and one is the eating. Disha is part of that first stage, the food processing stage. It's not just that grapes are derech achila, but rather it's part of the eating stage as opposed to the processing stage. So therefore, even though these are identical acts, separating the dates from the machbedos or the grapes from the eshkol, but one is in the food processing stage, so it's aser chayev, and one is in the achila stage, it's mutter. So again, the context, very similar to at least the way we see some Rishonim say by Ma'amer, and certainly other Rishonim by Borer, that is the nature of this hatter. Yeah, Adam.
So if you pluck grapes before you brought it to the table, would it be a problem?
So what do you think?
I mean, in terms of the definition of food processing,
I would think still that the extraction of grapes from the eshkol is not one of, you're just doing it in a funny order. I would still think the pashtus is it's mutter.
I'd argue that.
So that's a difference, actually, that I'm saying between the two ways I said it. If you see it more as a heter dumya to borer, the way the Gleitalsa said, yeah, maybe it's dafka going to be b'shas achila. If you say more along the lines of the rib by ma'amer, the way the Shish Shab is saying it, then it still might be mutter. You're just doing it early. So I'm not clear. It's an interesting question, something to think about. And that's what I meant to say, that these two answers might be the same or they might be slightly different. And an afkamina might be this point. Yeah.
But the opposite, for you, you definitely, you had something where separation is usually part of the processing, and you happen to be doing it. Right?
Yes. I would assume that that according to the Ran, if you brought the machbedos to the table and you ate them that way, it would be chayev. Okay. So we explained why, according to Rashi, you could eat grapes. So what about according to Tosos? Can you eat peanuts or almonds? Or they like cracking them? Right? If you anybody's ever eaten a peanut before, that they come in shells. What?
Peanuts of shells?
Yeah. So so can you? So l'chora, that should be usher, right? That's exactly what Tosos is saying. You're not allowed to do. And if you want to be even fancier, you could say, like, peanuts is mamish like this, because there's the outer shell, and then there's that little red thing. Is that part of the food or not? Anyway, you're allowed to eat, so maybe I'll say it's usher, but the Velt is certainly makel on this, but it also seems like it's a gemara, right? How do we know there should be mutter for the muksachever from the summer?
Mishnah.
Mishnah, kofchav beis, right? Talks there about using a klish malach to liaser, but you could be mefatzeach a gozen b'shabbos. So, how could that be mutter according to Tosfos? Oh. So, the answer that De Gleitalsa says is the same thing that he said before. In other words, first De Gleitalsa used that to save Rashi from grapes, and now he's going to use it to save Tosfos for almonds. Start thinking about how this applies exactly for almonds and peanuts, but certainly it's very normal to bring to the table nuts, whether it's peanuts or almonds, in the shell, and at the table shell them and eat them that way. And therefore, this too is derech achila, and therefore it's going to be mutter. It's part of the process of achila, however you want to say it. You could say it the way the Shlishi Shabbos says it, say it the way the Gleitalsa says it. But the same answer that we used to be matir grapes, Rashi, we could use to be matir peanuts for Tosfos. Interesting shaila, it turns out that, you know, peanuts are become so uncommon to shell at the table. You know, could they become us? Or maybe. I wouldn't think it's there yet. I think it's still very normal to, it's part of like the fun of eating peanuts, is to shell them. This year, we were trying to think of something for my kids to do on Erev Pesach to keep them out of trouble. So we got walnuts with shells in them and gave my kids nutcrackers. And we said, shell the, they didn't know what we were talking, they didn't know what a nutcracker was, and they didn't know what a shell was. So I don't know, maybe it's not that common anymore. So it's an interesting question to think about. Is it possible that as the derech achila of nuts changes, what was once mutter could now become usser? I think it's possible. I think the fact that they still commonly sell peanuts or almonds with their shells on it might still make it mutter, but it's interesting to think about if that has changed, and if it hasn't yet changed, might it change? Yeah.
According to this idea of Tosfos, would he allow you to like squeeze an orange into a cup?
Okay, so when we get to
Shas Achila?
Right. When we get to a Shchita, we could talk about that, but the answer is what I said before, presumably, as to why, according to Rashi, it would still be usher to take the tamam from the machbedos at the table, which is there you happen to be doing something that is a food preparatory act at the table. The derech is not to squeeze oranges at the table. Right? I've seen people put out a bowl of nuts at the table, and then people take it. I've never seen people put out a bowl of oranges with a squeezer and say, okay, Chevra, let's get going, right? So,
you do all the fancy pisses and breakfast, they have all these orange squeezers.
No, but that's even there, it's not at the table. That's like, we're going to mamish make this fresh, so they bring the kitchen into the, it's like, right, it's like the pancake makers also. In other words, Epis, they're bringing the omelet makers, right? It's still not at the table. They just brought the kitchen into the banquet hall. There are other answers. Some achronim try to say that that's because similar to what Ricky Yeager says about peeling the peel from the onion. It's a difficult shot because, first of all, the achronim are makel for the onion and the garlic peels either because it's attached and bottle or because they're edible. And neither would apply to the shells. I'm not sure. So we'll stick with right now the Mahalach of the Igletal and the like. And this answer is also used by the Igletal and others to explain the Gemara in Beitza, where Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where they used to be Kolef Seorim. Again, why isn't that? What's the difference between being Kolef Seorim and Chitin? One is Asr and one is Mutter. And again, one is Derech Achil and the like. apparently, at least in the olden days, being kolef seorim is something that you would do. Sort of probably sounds like like garinim. You know, bring it to the table and be kolef that way, as opposed to the way that wheat is extracted. Fine. Okay. So let's turn to the other issue that Tosfos brings up over here. The next Tosfos, which asks on Rashi that actually Mefarik cannot possibly be a told of Dash. And that's for a different reason. The reason is, let's take a look at Tosis together. V'kashra b'natam, t'bishiliyam atzniha, amar t'chaylev chayv mishal Mefarik, v'yave told of Dash, amar l'kaman, gabe ha'potech l'azon d'l'rabbanan ein disha b'du l'karka. There's a debate. But the Rabbanan hold ein Disha Gdule Karka, and therefore Apotev Chilazim is not Chayv Shem Dash. So, how could milking be Chayv Mishem Mefarik Da'ainu Tolda De Dash? The Chachamim say, Ein Disha Gdule Karka. And says Tosus, well, don't tell me that cows are Gdule Karka. Now, Tosus first, says, you might have actually thought cows are Gdule Karka, because there's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, it's talking about Meiser Sheni, Detanya, Vinasata, Hakesef, B'chol Asher Taven, Nafshecha, Klal, Babakar, Vatzon, Bayanu, V'shechar, Prat, B'chol Asher Tishalcha, Nafshecha, Chazir, V'kalo, Klal, Prat, U'klal, Yatadan, Elokena, Prat, Ma Prat, Mefurash, Pri, Mi Pri, V'gdule Karka, Avkol, Pri, Mi Pri, V'gdule Karka. So, apparently, Bakar and Son, are gidulei karka. Yain v'shechar, I know are gidulei karka. But also bakar v'tzon are gidulei karka. So maybe you'll say, no, Rashi's right. The mefarik told the dash, and the rabbanan ein dishal gidulei karka. But no, that's impossible. And Tosfos proves that because dehal karchach tamid rabbanan diyalfinan luhumi samimanim shebimishkan. Why would you need gidulei karka? Remember last year we talked about a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Miri. So the Magen Avraham was something like Tosfos. But the requirement for Gdulei Karka is not because of the Tzura of the Malacha, but it's because of the Midei Mishkan. They need Gdulei Karka. So if so, you need Davar HaGadol Mamish Min HaKarka. In other words, Tosfos, without defining it, tells you that there's two levels of Gdulei Karka. There's Davar HaGadol Mamish Min Gdulei Karka, Min HaKarka, and there's the broad type of Gdulei Karka. So, if you need a shvacha gedulei karka, so then we'll call cows gedulei karka, and that's what we say with respect to Meiser Sheni. But if you need stark gedulei karka, like Dumi de Mishkan, then this doesn't qualify. And he brings a raya to this idea as well from the Gemara by the Achil of Polim in Bava Metzia, that we see that ma daish miyuchat shu gedulei karka, upol ochobo, yatza chole v'amigabe. So workers can't eat from milk. Workers who are milking can't eat the food because it's not gedulei karka. We see that. That's not always gedulei karka. Okay. So that's Tysus's pshat. Now, what would Rashi say back? So the truth is, Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam is not, we'll get to Rabbeinu Tam's very radical pshat in a moment, but Tosfos, the Ri, doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, so he tries to defend Rashi's pshat, and he says, Taka and Achanami, we're talking, Lepersa, we're going to say it's going like the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. He says, Yesh gedulei karka, yesh disha lo gedulei karka. And what's his proof? Interesting proof. Veinu lari, teperka chavis aminan chol evadim l'toch adera, ava l'toch lo l'toch akara. Okay, we'll get that. That doesn't make any sense if you learn like Tosfos. Like Veinu Tam. And Taka Veinu Tam over there doesn't even say it. Let's figure that out a little later. L'pirsha kundus asi shapir. The Gemara, well, we're going to spend a lot of time trying to understand this Gemara, but for now the Gemara says that you could be choylev into a dish on Shabbos, and you could squeeze into food on Shabbos. Now, choylev into a dish, most of the Rishonim say it's not on Shabbos, but the Pashup Shad is it's talking about Shabbos. Ushka cholel tocha kdeira nami have ochel velo dami ladash shenishtane. So that's right, it's like dash. In other words, we're equating cholev wish with schitas peros. Schitas peros, everybody agrees, even Rabbeinu Tam agrees, is a told of dash. And the Gemara seems to equate milking with schita. So memela, Rashi seems to be correct that milking is a told of dash. That's what Tosfos says. What are we going to say? I, the kasha from the Gemara that says ein disha lo gedulei karka. Well, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says yesh gedulei disha shalom gedulei karka by potzei lazo. So we must paskin that way. That's strange. Don't we usually paskin like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos has to come up with some reason why you would be so same like Rabbi Yehuda. Why the Gemara that says Cholev is mefarek, which is dash. That Gemara only makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why would the Gemara be so similar to Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanan? She brings an interesting raya. Ksubos. It says over there, Amar Marinus, Goneach Yonek Chala B'Shabbos. Somebody's sick, he's not feeling well, he needs milk to get better. And so we allow him to suckle on Shabbos, from the animal. My time on the Farik Lachar Yadhu, it's a very unusual way to milk. Usually you squeeze the udder into a bowl. Uvimakom tsar loigazu rabbanan. And so what? Upasakasim Rav Yosef Hilchasak Rav Merenus. Now there's a Gemara over there that says Hilchasak Rav Merenus. So whenever it says Hilchasak, that's the way we paskin usually. And so if Rav Merenus is built off of Rav Yehuda, then kum tochais, we must paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosa says, well, Rabbi Reynos is based off of Rabbi Yehuda. How does he know that? Well, it sounds like the only reason why is this mutter, special heter, right? Because it's klachar yad. But otherwise, it would be in Isser Dirais, klachar yad of cholev, right? Cholev klachar yad.
Meaning and choli.
Yeah, the Makom Choli, they were Matir Klachar Yad.
Yeah.
Correct. The Makom Choli, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Makom Choli, they are Matir Klachar Yad. But the implication is it would otherwise be Deraisa, right? The only Hatter is because it's Klachar Yad. That's what Marinos is saying. Now, if you're going to hold like the Rabbanan, so is there an Isser Deraisa of milking? Of course not. Because why is milking Aser Mefarik? And Andy shall do the karka. So according to the Rabbanan, this is like a double the Rabbanan. But the Gemara implies that this is mutter because it's a single the Rabbanan. It's klachar yad. So memela, from the fact that the Gemara said that this is mutter because it's klachar yad, otherwise it would be deraisa, because it's klachar yad, we're going to be matir b'makom choli. So you see that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan Tosfos. So Tosfos basically says this is a Gemara in Subos that says Halach Rabbi Yehuda. So we must pass on Rabbi Yehuda. So the fact that the Gemara in Shabbos is Soisim like Rabbi Yehuda when it says Choylev is a Tolda, is Mepharik, which is a Tolda of Dash, it's great. That's the Riz Mahalich. To defend Rashi, is that Gemara in Ksubos, clear cut Raya? No. If you look at Tosfos over there in Ksubos, the Rashba says this over here in Shabbos as well, and Daf Tzadiyei, you could say the Gemara is saying, yeah, this is mutter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Klach HaYad, right? According to Rabbanan, it's obviously mutter, because it's already a Rabbanan, because it's Gidulei Karka. But the Gemara is just trying to say why it's mutter
L'kulei Alma. How do you explain what
you're Hilchasa, like Rav Mirenus, that it's mutter for a chayla to suck. And you're right. If it's not a chayla, it would be aser. For the Rabbanan, it would be a double the Rabbanan. Everybody agrees milking is aser. Yeah, it's just that the Rabbanan hold milking.
But Lashon HaSeg implies not like that. Lashon HaChasa implies that Kiddush, not a Pashat.
It isn't Pashat. Is
but the Rabbanan is.
It's who says double the Rabbanan are mutter b'makom choli?
Isn't that a concept we see also?
Where? Maybe here. Mm-hmm. See, maybe other places also, right? That's a chiddush. So it's a smaller chiddush that is much according to Rabbanan. It's a bigger chiddush that's much according to Yehuda, but it's a chiddush nonetheless. And that's why it says it. It only says Klach HaYad because we're trying to show, the bigger chiddush is that even Rabbi Yehuda's matir because it's just Klach HaYad. Okay, but Tosfos didn't like that, and you're making a point that the other reading Tosfos and Subas is a bit dochak. Right? So that's why Artos Fos thought it was God. Now the Ramban says, Adirabba. It's Taka going to be Aser, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the Ramban and Taka hold. Ramban also is of the view that that it's Mepharik is a told of Dash, and therefore it's not going to be Aser Midrash, according to the Ramban. And that's Gufa why. It's mutter b'makom choli, because what is it? Shvus to shvus. Shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom choli. But klach yad? You're allowed to do malacha klach yad for a chayla? We're not about choli shesh b'sakana. Grey neach. I don't know what it is exactly. But b'makom tzara not matir. Malacha d'araisa klach yad. The Ramban says it. It's spelled out in that ritva over there that I sent you to. Ramban really, in his, when we get to learning Chol B'Shabbos, I'm not sure when that's going to take place, but when we get to that, so that's what the, maybe it'd be in a semester. So. Ramban makes that point. He has a whole Arichos and Tars Adam about this point. The Ritva's Lashon, right? V'chi have yonik b'fiv have shvos gredo v'Shabbos lo sharu le Rabbanan. In other words, we see here a very important machlokas with respect to what we're matir b'makom choli. Tosfos says you're allowed to do malacha d'raisa klach hayad b'makom choli, and therefore this is a raya that we must paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ramban says adirabba, this gemara is not conceivable according to Rabbi Yehuda because that would indicate that you're matir klach hayad b'makom choli. No, you're not. It's only because it's a shvus b'makom kalach yad, a double derabban and a shvus to shvus. It's a derabban and kalach yad we're matir b'makom tzar. So, whether or not you think this gemara ksubas is a raya, is derech agav a very important machlokas, which again Bezrat Hashem will return to when we talk about holy in terms of what's matir b'makom tzar. So that's one way to be miyashiv Rashi. Now, happens to be the Ramban thinks we also we paskin actually ein disha alim gidulei karka, and therefore he thinks cholev is aser mid rabbanan. In other words, when we paskin like Ramirinus, we are essentially doing the opposite, right? We're saying we paskin like the rabbanan, and therefore chaliva is taka aser only. Midrabanan. We're going to talk about all these shailas and practically about chaliva, especially nursing shailas, but also cow milking shailas and the like. So even though we don't pass them like this, Ramban, one, you know, back pocket kula that will always, maybe at least as a sniff or a tziruf that we'll throw in, is the Ramban thinks milking is only asr midrabanan. That's why he paskins. Milking is, and you see that from the Gemara in Ksuvos. Milking is only asr midrabanan. And actually, the way he reads that braisa on Daf Tzadi Hei is that the Chachamim are taka asr chaliva only for Shvos. In other words, over there, there's the machlokas. The question is, what's it going back on? But anyway. Okay, so that is one way to be miyashiv shitas Rashi. Now, all throughout this discussion, so far at least, we've been presuming that chaliva, that cows are actually, for these purposes, not gidule karka. However, when you get to the Rambam, so you see this isn't so pasha. The Rambam also tries to have his cake and eat it. In the Rambam, on the one hand, paskins that cholev is chayv mishum dash, but the Rambam also tells you that ein dishal gidule karka. Unbelievable. So how do you square both of those, right? This is what Tosfos is saying is impossible. So one possibility, back to our favorite Kadmon from Mitzrayim. So he answers a very fascinating answer, that this principle of ein dishal gidule karka is only said with respect to the av, not with respect to the tolda. Wow. Now that's very interesting. Why should that be? Why would that be? Well, one way to say it is because
the Perish Kadmon Mitzrayim is the Rambam himself.
No. It's a Perish Kadmon Mitzrayim. Last time when we saw it, he was quoting the Tshuva of the Rambam. So he answers that. So one way to understand that is, remember, why do you need Gidulei Karka according to Tosfos? What Tosfos say? Don't need a Mishkan, right? So, Toldos don't need to be done with a Mishkan. So if it's a Tolda, then you don't need Gidulei Karka. If it's the Av, you do need Gidulei Karka. Now, that Mahalich goes against the Rambam's Mahalich, first of all, that we talked about before in terms of Av. And the second question that Donnie's asking, I don't really know the answer, is, so make it a Tolda, right? So apparently you have to say something like the following, but it's very hard, you know, you have to split hairs to say something like this. But if the activity is doma to the av, then it's restricted by the limitations of the av. Once, and therefore you need domya de mishkan, once it's a very different type of act, it's not doma to the av, like chaliva. Chaliva is very dissimilar to the Av, right? If you asked someone who wasn't learning Shabbos to, you know, is milking similar to threshing, they wouldn't know what threshing is. But if they did, they would say no. They're very, very different types of things, right? So once it's a tolda, that allows for the possibility. Now, then you have to say, well, why? Then has to be the Av, not the Tolda, and therefore we're pottering it, right? I suppose, again, you could try to say things. You could say that the there maybe it's enclosed and you're extracting an enclosed thing, so it's more like the Av, and once it's more like the Av, it's limited by the limitations of the Av, and milking is so different. So it's a very big chiddush, and you know, I think you could say something like that. It's a very interesting approach in terms of the relationship between avos and toldos. But I guess one very obvious reason why you wouldn't want to learn this way is because of Donnie's question, that it should just then be a tolda. So another possibility to sort of keep this type of answer but say it differently is like this. What's the other reason why we said sometimes you need gidulei, or lav gidulei karkas pater? It's not because of Mishkan, but how did the Rif say it? It's Shelo Kedarach, right? That was the Rif by Ma'amer. So maybe we'll say the reason why need gidulei karka, or the reason why usually ein dishal gidulei karka is that Shelo Kedarko. But milking is Kedarko. It's like the most normal thing in the world. Everybody milks. That's the way the Karanora says it on Ein Gimel on the base. The problem is one that we ran into last time, which is that presumably being potzeh chilon lazon is a pretty normal thing, unless you're going to say that's very weird. So ein dishal gedule karka, and that and therefore that excludes potzeh chilazon, but doesn't exclude milk. That's a very hard thing to say, but that's the other. That's the Karen Oris version. So Magid Mishnah doesn't like any of these approaches. The Magid Mishnah says much more pashut. The Rambam Magid Mishnah says if we square the circle, kum techais, that the Rambam holds that cows are gidule karka. That's not so crazy. We already saw Taisus quote a Gemara that said that. What about the akasha that Taisus asks on the Gemara? So must be, the pshat is that. So the Magid Mishnah, I think, doesn't himself ask this question, but there's a very interesting Avnei Nezer, Simon Yordei Kuf Yud Gimel, who addresses it, and he says, look, cows are gidulei karka. They're, that which they produce isn't gidulei karka. When it comes to the achil of poelim, our focus is on the food. When it comes to, over here, it's on the maisa. And therefore, with respect to the pu'ula, it is considered gidulei karka. That's how the Avnei Nezer learns the Magid Mishnah. All right, we're out of time, so we'll stop here. We'll continue with this discussion, Bez Hashem, on Monday.